Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
MEC of Finance today, Lebogang Maile, spoke to the media as well as residents in Gauteng about the state of play in the province, particularly its finances, and raised some concerns. On the line with us is Gauteng Treasury spokesperson John Sugazi, who is on the line with us this evening. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Sugazi.
Good evening, Pinero. Good evening to the listeners of Kaya.
The MEC made it a point of raising some concerns. We obviously saw what the Auditor General had to say. How concerned are you as the province's finance department about the state of play, where we are at right now?
Well, we always focus on ensuring that there's transparency and good governance. So although we've raised issues, obviously, that AG has raised issues with in particular the Department of Health with regards to their audit outcomes. But we are confident that we are on the right track when you look at the overall picture, which was a picture of improvement, where you find that 14 of our public entities and 7 of our departments received clean audits in the province in the 2023-24 financial year. So that gives us hope that we are on the right track. Obviously, we continue to work with departments like the Department of Health, especially around issues of ensuring that there's compliance with rules and regulations, and we ensure that we follow the right processes when we procure goods and services, when we deal with HR issues, asset management, and so forth. So that's a big issue that we are zooming in now in the Department of Health.
Yeah, but the MEC was more candid with us, which I think everybody appreciates. And when you look at the fact that just as a baseline, right, you are 15 billion rand short this year. In other words, you have 15 billion less than what you had in the previous fiscus. It is going to be difficult, even as you deal with other issues, as you said, in health department and so on. We'll talk about others. You are already starting from a base with 15 billion rand less.
Yes, but obviously the MEC also did refer to what is it that the province is currently doing to ensure that we augment our finances. As Gauteng, we are the only province that is able to generate what we call own revenue. There are three sources of funding for government, provincial government. You have the equitable shares, you have the conditional grants, and what is very, very important for us, especially during this difficult time, is what we call the own revenue, where Gauteng, over the past 5 years, we raised about 36 billion. And MEC was very clear to say that is the focus for us as to how do we augment the resources that are coming from national, especially at the time when they are declining, so that we can continue to deal with our own priorities. So in this current financial year, for instance, when you look at the report that the MEC presented today, he did mention that when you look at our own projection, we are projecting to generate about 8 billion in own revenue. That's the money that we collect as a province internally. And then currently, between April and end of August, we've already collected about 43% of this money, which is about 3.4 billion. And it's an over collection, meaning that we are on the right track to then be able to augment whatever it is that the shortfall from national. Obviously, we are not taking that for granted. Mm. That's why as a province we continue to try and manage our finances in a prudent manner.
Mm. Talk to us about the province's plan in just speeding up the infrastructure backlog that we already have. And he touched on that a bit today.
Yes. So, infrastructure is very important. We've actually budgeted about 37 billion over the next 3 years. This financial year, we budgeted about 12 billion for infrastructure. And when you look at the current spending now, we think that we are moving there. We are at about 37% of the infrastructure spent currently, but we are still on the right track. The departments that are dealing with infrastructure, you have health, education, social development, human settlement, roads and transport, agriculture, sports and infrastructure development. So you know that infrastructure is a catalyst for economic development and for job creation. So it's a big area for us. We want to make sure that we are able to spend our infrastructure budget, because then it assists us to improve service delivery, to create jobs, and to boost the economy. So we are currently, based on the presentation by the MEC, we are 4% lower than what we wanted to be. We wanted to be at 41% currently, but we are sitting at around 37%. But we want to push to boost that infrastructure spending.
In your view, and I mean, I obviously don't know the inner workings of how you are going to restructure the finances of the city, but in your view, what would be low-hanging fruit? There are things that I think are going to be difficult to move very quickly. The monies, the accrued monies that should be paid out to service providers, for instance, in the health department, that may take a very long time to get around. You also have massive litigation bill there in the health department. But for you as a department, and infrastructure, as you said, will take some time. Human settlement will take some time to get to the number of homes that are required, because you obviously have a moving target as well. But for you, what would be the low-hanging fruit? Things that citizens can look at and say, okay, we can at least within a year from now see some improvements.
Well, we can talk about issues like infrastructure. You know, when you push the budget for infrastructure, remember you're talking about pushing service delivery.
Yeah.
So for us, it's very key because it talks to, you know, the men on the street, the people who are, you know, in our townships and so forth, who are looking at their roads and saying, when is this road going to be finalized? You are looking at a clinic and say, when is the clinic going to be opened and all of this. So infrastructure is very key for service delivery. That is an area that we are focusing on. As you saw, even within the NCOP that was in the province, Premier spoke about even the unfinished projects as to the plans that we have there. So that's one key that we are focusing on. But obviously, like we said, these things cannot be done without making sure that you have the resources at a difficult time when the transfers from national are declining. That's why then we are seeing our strategy to raise more revenue within the province. We think that we can be able to push more to raise more revenue. And as we raise more revenue, we are able to protect the provincial priorities like education and health and so forth. So those are some of the key things. And obviously, within our system, we are focused really on ensuring that we improve internal controls. Because remember, when we improve internal controls within the province, then we are able to close the leaks. Where the leaks are, we are able to close them to ensure that money is used for what it was intended for, not for anything else.
I appreciate your time. John Sugasi is a spokesperson of Gauteng Treasury there, just giving us a sense of what it is that the MEC was briefing the media and the public on with regards to the finances of the province. It's not a bleak picture, so to speak. I wouldn't say so, but there's definitely, I think, it's important to reflect on some of the red flags that the MEC spoke of. And, I mean, our job, obviously, is to keep track of some of the things that they're hoping to change. So really looking forward to that.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.